This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on election night. Remember, as soon as this show is over, I will be moving over to The First TV, where I will continue another hour and a half of election coverage. I need to give you a heads up because we had race calls in the past few minutes. None of them surprising. None of them are things you need to freak out about. Dome has already won Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. Trump has already won Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. And there will be more of that to come. Like I said, I'm going to keep you updated on as much as I possibly, well, on everything, because we are tracking absolutely everything. No need to change the channel. Trash in Tennessee, go.
Well, hey there. How are you?
Not going to work. Okay. Anyway, Google claims it fixed a discrepancy showing poll locations for Harris searches, but not Trump. Just if we win tonight, if we have a big, big win tonight, and we take back a bunch of power, I understand what I'm about to say. It'll be controversial, of course, and I understand it has to be handled the right way. But we are going to have to do what the right has been against doing for a long time, and we are going to have to use our power to break up some of this evil communist network that has been growing and growing in our country. The media, Google, FBI, there are powerful organizations out there committing acts that are criminal, if not civil. That they're doing very, very, very bad things. And we are going to have to stop with the live and let live crap. No more can we all get along. Bad people are going to have to be punished, or we can't fix this place. It cannot be another 4 years of, well, I mean, we don't want to act like they are. It can't. That's not going to work at all. Because here, let's look at it this way. We have been poisoned. We have been poisoned by communism. We have, through years and years of their activism and our neglect, we have allowed this poison to work its way through every single part of our body. Now we are going to have to get it out. We are going to have to remove it from ourselves. And that is not going to always be pleasant. that is not going to always look pleasant. I brought up earlier Elon on Rogan. I wanted you to hear this part too.
Exactly what they're saying Trump is going to do if he gets into office.
They're doing all the things that they accuse Trump of doing.
Yeah. Openly.
Openly.
Yeah.
I mean, the sheer number of hoaxes that the Democratic Party is pushing over and over again. And it's like, look, I understand like politicians are going to, you know, exaggerate. They're going to misspeak. And they'll tell occasional, you know, untruths, whatever. That's how it is in politics. But when you have deliberate, concerted, repeated pushing of hoaxes, you're like, wait a second, like, come on, man, this is too far.
And you're supposed to be the good guys.
You're supposed to, and you claim to be the good guy.
Too far. All right, let's do some emails. Jesse, today my 4-year-old daughter chose a Three Musketeers from her bag of Halloween candy for dessert. So many choices, but she chose that. My wife said, oh, that's one of my favorites, but Milky Way is the best. Man alive, what have you done? What have you done in raising your daughter? Who would ever choose a Three Musketeers? Urchin Stomper. Harris uses our tax dollars for her campaign when she flies nonstop every day on Air Force 2. The cost must be huge. How is this acceptable? God bless you and your family. Well, there's a thing about presidential politics that has always been understood. The president of the United States of America is going to be flying on Air Force One while he campaigns for re-election. The vice president of the United States of America is going to be flying on Air Force Two. They're going to be flying with the full complement of Secret Service agents, as long as they're Democrats and not Republicans. They're going to be flying with their staffers. And is it a crossing the line when it comes to campaign money? By the letter of the law, it kind of is, but it's understood that the president needs the extra protections of Air Force One, of Air Force Two. So, yeah, it's kind of dirty, makes you feel dirty, but I get it. I totally get it.
They're going to lose. They're definitely going to lose. And when they do, what is it are they going to try and pull? That's what I want to know. What kind of happy horse crap are they going to try next? Because they won't go away quietly. You damn well know that.
They probably won't go away quietly. Remember, Jamie Raskin has floated this idea publicly more than once. He's not kidding.
It's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the 9 justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
That was not a one-off. He basically said the same thing on Bill Maher. This is the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans love to navel gaze. They love to explain to you and me why they have no choice but to go along with the latest outrage. There are a million examples, so I shouldn't even pick on just him. But every time Mike Johnson gets up, well, I had no choice but to fully fund the government and the FBI and all the evil things. I had no choice. I had no choice. We had to wait till after the election. I can't do this, and we can't shut it down. That would be wrong. We can't. I can't. You can't. I can't. No one can. That's the Republican. That's how Republicans talk. That's how Republicans think. Democrats don't think in those ways at all. Democrats understand that we are playing a political game of power here and that you have to go all in all the time. I can see them not certifying the election. And I've had people email in and say, what does that mean? I don't know what that means, but that's not good. That is not good at all. I don't even know where you go from there when you have a lame duck Democrat president, a lame duck VP. They lost the election. They won't certify the election. Almost undoubtedly, some Supreme Court justice is going to have to step in or something like that. But That's not good.
Yeah, curious about this election. Illegals voting. It's a felony for them to vote. Is it also a felony for election interference? You don't need to try to get evidence. They're already on the voter roll, and they already did vote. Any way to get them prosecuted and deported?
See, this is the problem. We think small. And I'm not criticizing the guy who left the voicemail, but, well, can't we, if they vote illegally, can't we get them deported? They should all be deported anyway, whether they voted or didn't vote. Yeah, you know, I always have to hear about, well, not the law-abiding ones. I mean, he's been here paying taxes for 10 years. Yes, he's been squatting illegally in my country for 10 years. Pack up your stuff and leave. He should be arrested and deported. That is not radical. It's not barbaric. People accuse me of being Genghis Khan and all kinds of different things. That's how countries handle immigration. You're not allowed to come in illegally. If you do and you're caught, you're arrested and deported. That's not a right-wing position. That's how countries do these things. It's crazy to me. Anyway, maybe the whole country needs some chalk. In fact, the whole country does. I wish I could put the whole country on chalk. Maybe chocolate powder every single person starting their day with the endless vitamins and minerals and chocolate powder. Maybe chocolate powder would be enough. You know they have a huge discount right now on subscriptions. Natural herbal supplements. I personally take a male vitality stack every day. I've been taking it for, I think, 3 years now. I feel like $1 million, like a different person. My energy is just through the roof. My mind works so much better, although that doesn't come across on the radio. Go get a subscription. Take it for 90 days and you will feel good again. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, or call them, text them, 50-CHOQ-3000. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on election night. Results are still coming in different places. I have some bad news, not surprising news at all, so don't pick your chin up, but some bad news out of Virginia. Hung Cao was his name. He's a Republican, a refugee from Vietnam, his family refugees from Vietnam. Hung Cao was running against Tim Kaine there for Senate. They just called that race for Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine is a really, really, really bad guy, and that's not ideal. But it's also not anything, you know, we didn't see coming. Virginia is Virginia. Does that mean Trump can't win Virginia? No, not at all. Not at all. Trump has been overperforming with overperforming versus the Republicans down ballot. Still a possibility he could do that, but, you know, it's something we have to talk about for sure. Anyway.
So, Oracle. When you go bald, are you going to wax that thing? McGuire's would be my recommendation. Was listening to Clay and Buck. Those fools were talking about celebrating tonight, and Buck was talking about a pistachio creme brulee. Dude, are you sure he's on chalk? Because ain't no straight man eating that kind of stuff if they're really on chalk.
Listen, we have to have a talk about Buck Sexton. Okay. Buck is my friend, and he is a close friend. He's not just like a work acquaintance. He's a close friend. We talk off air. Buck is one of the very few people in this business I find to be funny. Really, there aren't very many funny people in politics, and mostly it's just yelling and screaming, bah, 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 the world's going to end. There's a lot of that, which is what I never liked. But Buck makes me crack up. Very few people in politics make me crack up. Buck does. Buck is also a real true believer, and you're hearing that from me. It's not an act. A lot of people who do this, you know, radio, TV, that kind of political stuff, it's a total put on. They're just in it for the fame or the money or whatever. Buck really, really genuinely loves the United States of America. Genuinely. All that said, Buck makes a lot of life decisions that don't make any sense to me at all. None. Even if you happen to like pistachio creme brulee, which I didn't know that was even a thing, why would you tell people that? I would lie. I feel like I would have to lie, but Buck is also not a liar. And maybe he should start. Maybe he should start lying. And full disclosure, I bet pistachio creme brulee is quite delicious. Oh, I bet it is, Chris. I bet it is. Dr. J, I'm very active in my local politics. I'm a deputy precinct chair in my county. I knock on doors. I'm a poll observer. I was observing a polling site. A father, mother, daughter came to vote. It was the daughter's first time voting. It was obvious the daughter had some type of mental capacity issues. When she was asked to verify her address, she burst into tears and had a complete meltdown. Her parents were very caring. The poll workers were very polite. After about 20 minutes, she calmed down and was able to give her address. Do you think there should be limits on voting for people with mental handicap issues? I asked this question in my office this morning, got some interesting feedback. Well, one, you can't ban the mentally handicapped from voting, or Democrats would never be allowed to vote. That's one. Two, on a more serious note, people with these mental issues, we'll call them special needs folks, who knows, whatever those issues may be, because there's a lot of that out there. Those people deserve a say in the country, too. They do. They just look, if every single Tom, Dick, and Harry who turns 18 now gets to participate in the election process, don't tell me the little girl suffering from autism doesn't get to vote when she turns 18. If we're allowing every 18-year-old to vote, then let's allow every 18-year-old to vote. But this is the problem. This is a huge part of the problem when it comes to standards and lack thereof. If you told the founding fathers that every single citizen of the country would get to vote as soon as they turned 18, they would not have even bothered fighting the revolution. They would have thought that was insane. But civics are so broken in this country that people actually believe that's what they would want. They didn't want that at all. There's a reason it was landowners. They believed you had to be physically invested in the country. If you told the founders that half the electorate, they're on welfare, if you told them that, they would look around and ask, why in the world did we even bother fighting the revolution? That's crazy. But people have such a hard time, especially in the West. And a lot of this comes back to, you know, our Christian founding, which is good. We like that. It's a good thing. But it's been twisted and abused to where Westerners oftentimes are afraid to have standards. They're afraid to tell people no. No, you can't. Well, why couldn't I? Why shouldn't I? No, because I don't want you here. No. But people don't like to say no. This goes back to, honestly, I was half joking, but I was really being serious when I talked about the corporate Halloween parties. Remember that last week? You know why they happen? No one wants them. Nobody wants them. Nobody enjoys the corporate Halloween party. It's not something that happens. No one wants to go out on a Wednesday night and dress up like Darth Vader and it's hot and just, no. When you're not 15, it's not fun anymore. No one wants to do it. So why does it happen all over the place? Because people in major corporations lack a jerk like me to say no. So when Tina from sales sets up and says, I'd love to plan a Halloween party and we'll all go to Chuck E. Cheese and it'll be so fun. Woo! Nobody wants to tell Tina to pipe down, go back to work. We're not having a Halloween party. That sounds crappy. Everyone wants to be nice all the time, and you can't nice your way into preserving a good society. You simply cannot. Not on any level. You can't nice your way into preserving a company. You can't nice your way into preserving a country. When you try to do that, you end up with legions and legions of voters who think, talk, and act like this.
Who did you vote for today?
I voted for Kamala Harris.
Why is that?
I have three daughters, four children overall, and women's rights is pretty important to them and my daughters. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional about that. I didn't think that I was going to do that, but, you know, just their bodies, their choice type of a mentality. You know, I want them to grow up in a world that's welcoming to everybody. So, yeah, that's why I cast my vote today.
University of Michigan's Department to Host Art Therapy and post-election processing event. We are pathetically soft because we've been nice for far too long. All right, we have more. We'll give you some updates next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday on an election night, and Trump went after Fox News, and it was a pretty fair attack, to be honest with you.
Actually, I'm disappointed. I think Oprah's become a major divider in our country, and I think, frankly, she should be ashamed of herself. And you know who else should be ashamed? Fox. Because I've seen Oprah on Fox about 50 times making the same statement, and I think it's a disgrace what Fox does, because everyone thinks Fox is so pro-Trump. They're not pro-Trump at all. They've put Oprah on all morning long. That's all I see is Oprah.
Fox has problems at the top. I'll put it to you that way. Major, major problems at the top. It's not the way it used to be. Shoot, I'm flat out banned, I think, at this point in time from Fox. But, yeah, I mean, how do you give this woman a platform whenever she wants it?
If we don't show up tomorrow, it is entirely possible that we will not have the opportunity to ever cast a ballot again.
Even if you're a huge Oprah fan, even if you're a Democrat, no matter who you are, that's insane. Every part of that is insane. It's not grounded in any kind of fact or logic. How do you platform that person? She should go to MSNBC so she can pretend to be Cory Booker's girlfriend.
Women are doing it. They're outvoting men. They're voting greater numbers. They're leading, I think, households in many ways. I've seen already experiences where I have guys come up to me and say, I really have no choice. My girlfriend will kill me. My wife will kill me if I don't vote for Kamala Harris.
I have some more good news I should note. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are currently neck and neck in Virginia. Arkansas has been called for Trump, but Trump is neck and neck with Harris in Virginia. And he doesn't need Virginia, keep in mind. But Virginia is one of those states that if he takes it, he's going to be president. Because if he takes Virginia, he is 100% taking at least one of the three important states: Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. He has a less than a percentage point lead. And I'm guessing in the end, he will have lost Virginia. But that really doesn't matter, because if he's that close in Virginia, they're in very serious trouble. He's also, because they're starting to track a lot of these things, a lot of these numbers are starting to come in, and you should know every single number so far, Trump is overperforming where he was last time, and Democrats are underperforming. I just saw a stat. I'm not gonna pull it up right now, but Trump is destroying with Latino men. In fact, I got this text. Let me read it for you. I want to read it verbatim from my buddy earlier, my Mexican buddy. This is what he said. I'm reading it verbatim. Now, before I read it, his entire family, most of them have been traditional Democrats, very conservative socially, all Catholics, but again, it's Mexicans. They're all Mexicans. They've traditionally voted Democrat. Here's what he sent me today. My mom, dad, sister, brother-in-laws all voted Republican down the ticket. One sister did not. On my in-laws' side, they're also Mexican, I should note. On my in-laws' side, everyone voted straight Republican, even my mother-in-law. Latinos are showing up. That's the text message he sent me a couple hours ago. Now, that's yet another group where, man, it's looking really good. It's looking really, really, really good. So, I don't know. Let's work on our frequencies, I guess.
Now what, Chris? Can you do that? That's 528. That's healing frequency. Yeah, Jesus going to save you.
Interesting. Very interesting. Jesse, under the current federal law, once an illegal steps foot on our soil, they are guaranteed due process. That means every illegal must have an investigation into their situation before they can be deported. How long do you think it would take to adjudicate 14 million illegals? Mass deportation currently would be unconstitutional. Your thoughts? His name is Nathan. Well, forget about unconstitutional. They are going to throw every single monkey wrench into any kind of significant deportation if we do have a resounding victory tonight. Let's get way ahead of our skis and let's say, okay, Trump's going to win it and we're going to have the House and we're going to have the Senate. Will the border be secured almost immediately? Yes, it will. Yes, it will. That will happen. And that's reason enough to go out and vote for Trump. At least it was reason enough for me. Now, as far as deportations go, are they going to start removing the worst of the worst? Of course. But people think, when people vote for president, this is why I encourage everyone so much to focus more legally, locally, state, local elections. People get themselves confused where they're voting for president and they think they can just walk into office and do whatever they want. That Trump can just walk in and decide, no, we're doing this, no, we're doing that. We have a huge separation of powers in this country. And we have so many. Look, let's just focus on the judges. How many crazy commie judges have gone through the crazy commie legal system and now they sit in a position of power? How many times have you picked up a headline, picked up a newspaper and saw a headline that said something to the effect of judge in New Mexico puts a stop to fill in the blank, whatever kind of Republican effort there was. The efforts to kneecap, slow down, and stop mass deportation will dwarf anything you have ever seen before. Doesn't mean we can't try. Doesn't mean we shouldn't try. We better try or we can't save this place. But like I said before, even if we have a huge night tonight, well, the struggle continues again tomorrow. And we can be happy and should, and we can celebrate. There aren't a ton of reasons you get or I get to celebrate for things politically, but the work begins there. And the work begins in large part because communists don't sit back when they lose a little bit of power. They ramp up the revolution. They ramp up the rhetoric. They ramp up the commitment. They ramp up the violence. Communists can only be tamed with fear and pain. You are not going to ever show them the election results and have them say, okay, we will back off now. Remember I told you what Lee Smith said. Lee Smith wrote that book. He's a great, great guy, great author. He wrote that book, Disappearing the President. And We talked about it. And Lee Smith, again, this is not some crazy internet wingnut. He has been around a very long time, very measured, very well-read. Lee Smith, I mean, you would consider him kind of like a fatherly type, a grandfatherly type. He's, again, he's not some bomb thrower. Lee Smith thinks there's going to be major civil unrest in the cities, intentionally trying to bait Donald Trump into sending in the military. And then a potential divide in the military as you have all these scumbag commie generals who aren't going to want to do it. Then they'll have to be replaced with other generals. Then you have these are things that can happen soon. I mean, we don't want to focus on the negative right now, obviously, but it might be bumpy out there. It's probably going to be bumpy out there. Win or lose, it's going to be bumpy. That doesn't mean we lick our wounds about it, suck our thumbs about it, but something to get yourself mentally prepared for. That's for daggone sure. You also need to get your dog prepared. You see, our dogs die too early in this country. It's so sad. When I finally figured it out, it was so sad because I thought back on all the dogs I've had. How many of my dogs could I have had another few years with if I'd actually given them nutrition? You know, I didn't know. We didn't know. We think nutrition for dogs is found in dog food, but it's not. Dog food is all brown because it's all dead. They kill everything in dog food at the factory. And so we give our dogs empty calories, and then we look around stunned because Muffy has to go to the vet 3 times a year and dies at 10 years old. That shouldn't be the case. Start sprinkling rough greens on your dog's food. Vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, probiotics, antioxidants, omega oils, everything your dog needs to have a long, healthy life. You want your dog longer? Start them on Rough Greens. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You can leave us voicemails, 877-377-4373. Trump currently up by 30,000 votes in North Carolina. Again, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but if you're following how votes are coming in versus how they've come in the past, there is not a single thing that I have laid eyes on yet that looks good for Kamala Harris as of this time. What is it? 8:49 Eastern time. As of right now, there is not a single positive sign for Kamala Harris's chances. The positive signs for Donald Trump are too many to list right now. How's the media handling it? About like you'd expect.
We still have an electorate, 70 million plus, that will be voting for a man who said he was going to assassinate for treason the chairman of the Joint Chiefs because he didn't support him on January the 6th, who said just in the recent days he was going to execute Liz Cheney with a firing squad, 9 guns pointed and shooting at her face, a man who has said that he was going to shut down CBS because he didn't like how they edited an interview, a man who said he was going to be a dictator from day one, a man who said he was going to terminate the Constitution, a man who said he was going to use the army and he was going to use the National Guard.
Oh, he goes on for another minute. I'm going to let him play
on his political opponents. I literally could go on all day, and yet you talk to Trump voters and they'll go, he didn't say that. Wait, now I didn't hear him. And then you say, well, here's the quote, and then they'll go,
yeah,
he didn't mean that. So There's something far more long-lasting than just Donald Trump, the candidate. There is a sort of Russian embrace of disinformation. A
Russian embrace, not just an embrace, a Russian embrace. And the guy just told how many easily verifiable lies, yet there's a Russian embrace of disinformation. These people, man, they are something else.
A radical disvaluing
devaluing of truth over the last 9 to 10 years, and a complete ignorance on civics and what the term Madisonian democracy even means, what checks and balances even means, what judicial review even means, what the rule of law even means. How do we as a nation, even post-Trump, how do we reach those Americans who apparently didn't go to civics class, apparently didn't learn the basics of this Constitution, and have just been overwhelmed with disinformation over the past 9 years?
They're handling things well. And this goes exactly to what Elon Musk and Joe Rogan were talking about on the podcast.
Like the fine people hoax.
Obama just said that on stage.
Obama just said that. I was like, what the flying
He doesn't give a He doesn't give a They're just flat out lie. How about the other one where Kamala's campaign used what Trump was saying about protecting women and from illegal immigrants?
Thank you.
You remember that? What he was saying is, if the women like it or not, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
When he was saying that, they were trying to say that he was taking away women's right to choose, whether women like it or not. Like, that's not what he was saying.
Absolutely.
He was literally talking about protecting them from dangerous people that are sneaking in through the border.
Yes, exactly. They'll take like not even a full sentence, like a half a sentence from
Trump,
and then they'll push it on every ad, every speaking event, every
media. And it gets repeated on the news.
Yes.
This is what's crazy. They'll talk about it on these news shows, news shows.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
anyway, that's what they were talking about. Get yourself mentally ready to have fun tonight, I should point out. Even if fun for you represents a cup of tea as you sit and hate watch CNN and MSNBC as these dirty commies cry, make sure you give yourself some time. If tonight continues to go the way we want, give yourself some time to feel good. You know, we've talked before about how important it is to give yourself time to mourn. Mourning is really important. We talk about that after tragedies and things like that, a death in the family. You need to give yourself time. Mourning is part of the human condition. It's good. Well, the same thing applies to celebrating and being happy. Don't let yourself get down tonight. Don't let yourself see all the problems that are potentially coming. You're ready for those problems anyway. Don't you already have your 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply? You do, right? You don't have to stress about them intentionally causing some sort of financial collapse or something because you have your 4-week emergency food kit. And if you don't have your 4-week emergency food kit, well, they're $50 off at preparewithjesse.com. Go to preparewithjesse.com and get some non-perishable food. There's a reason millions of Americans have trusted My Patriot Supply with this stuff. Preparewithjesse.com. Go get your food kit and be ready for a lot, and I do mean a lot, of Russia talk. You've heard them mention it a couple times. And then we had Georgia's Secretary of State, and this may be legitimate. I'm actually not dogging on him. I'm not a big fan of his, but I'm not dogging on him, talking about a bomb threat that came in today.
We've heard some threats that were of Russian origin. And so I don't know how to describe if that's viable. We don't think they are, but in the interest of public safety, you always check that out. And, we'll just continue to be very responsive when we hear about stuff like that. We identified the source, and it was from Russia.
Can you elaborate on that? What kind of threats?
As he said, it's a bomb threat.
Russia, and you're confident of the Russians that did?
Yeah, just like we had the DDoS attack on Monday, October 14th, 420,000, pings, denial of service from Russians. So we added that interface that said, I am a human, I'm not a robot. So they're up to no mischief, it seems, and they don't want us to have a smooth, fair, and accurate election, and they think they can get us to fight among ourselves. They can count that as a victory. So that tells you a little bit about the Russians. They're not our friends. Anyone that thinks they are hasn't been reading the newspapers.
This stuff's been going on for a very long time by a lot of different entities getting involved in your enemy's elections, sowing distrust, discord, breaking up a society from within is very, very, very common. I have no doubt the Chinese and the Russians are going to do a lot of that. When you add that to all the stuff the domestic communists are going to do, it's going to be wild. And we're going to be here. And I'm freaking excited for it. I feel like tonight is going the exact way we talked all week it was going to go. The momentum feels like it's in our corner. And so as we get ready to wrap this up here, I want to just reinforce what I just said. Enjoy it. If it continues to go this way, enjoy it. I promise you there will be new problems coming. There will be new scandals. There will be new communist ops. There will be new this and new that. And I promise those things will come. But if we are having a good night tonight, if we're having the kind of night it looks like we're going to have, feel good and take time to celebrate it. Call your parents. Call a sister. Text a friend. Celebrate and enjoy your night, okay? We will be back tomorrow, hopefully in a good mood. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.